Your emperor is pleased to give you the Barbarian Horde.
Entertainment.
The program.
Where they talk about sports. Politics.
And you can tell them to go themselves.
And anything worthy enough
of their attention.
So it begins.
Welcome to our show, where we talk about sports, politics, and anything else worthy enough of our attention. Whether you're listening to us at work, your car, or at home, we welcome you. Make sure to subscribe and download us on Podomatic to keep up with weekly episodes. I'm your host of Mars, and this adorable, deplorable to my right is my co-host, Rich. Rich, how you doing, dog?
Be sure to follow us at Twitter, at Wretched Horror, at Of Mars.
Ooh, I like that. That sounds super cool. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to recap week 11 of the NFL, talk news around the world, and most importantly, we're going to talk Kanye tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Woo!
How's Kanye up to?
I don't know. We'll get more into that later on in the show, but other than that, how's your week been, bro?
Hey, it's another week. Another day. It's all the same, brother.
Another day, another dollar.
That's right. That's
all right.
All right.
Cool. Right on. Well, I'm glad, you know, we actually were supposed to have our first guest tonight, right? And an old buddy of ours, Segroth. We're going to call him Segroth. That's his name.
What happened to him? He bailed?
He has kids. That's what happened to him.
He has kids.
I
heard he's a bum, though.
He has kids. He has no job.
Is that true?
He has nobody to take care of his kids.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's on his own. Yeah, he's pretty much a bum.
Nice. And
so we kind of have to move around a lot of stuff. This week, I put my life on fucking hold on trying to improve the show. I went to Guitar Center. I had to go three times because we exchanged our interface, and we end up in the end with the same interface out of three trips.
Hey, it still sounds good though.
After 1,000,
crystal clear.
About $1,000-something worth of spending, we end up with the same product in the end.
$10,000 later, we still have the same product.
$10,000. So. I mean, I don't know if it's a gripe. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to call it a gripe. I haven't done a gripe in a long time. Let's just call it a gripe.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, my gripe is against you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What have I done?
I'll tell you what you've done, you son of a bitch.
This is going to come as a surprise because I don't know what's brewing.
No. You know exactly what I'm talking about, you son of a bitch.
Huh.
So... I want to ask. I had Segroth mixed into this, so I'm doing this as I go along. I want to ask the audience, what kind of guy do you guys think Wretch is? I want you guys to think about that for a second. I'm going to ask Wretch the same question. What kind of guy do you think you are, Wretch?
I think I'm a great guy, actually.
What makes you
to
say
be honest?
Yeah. Well, why is that?
Let's see. I work full time. I have a car. I pay my own bills. I don't rely on government spending or government aid. I don't rely on taxpayer money.
Well, are you done? 'Cause I can tell you what kind of guy you really are.
Okay, let's hear it.
You are a guy that does not compromise, and you're a big jerk. And I'll tell you the reason why.
I think I might know where you're going.
I'll tell the audience out there, and I'm going to let you know why you don't compromise, and that makes you a big jerk.
I'm a big jerk like Bill Belichick.
He's a jerk because he has to. That's his profession. He's very professional. You're just a jerk because that's who you are. I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick in his private life is an okay guy. I'm pretty sure he's not answering people in one word answers and just walking away like some cold-blooded son of a bitch. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I'm here to say that you don't compromise.
What am I not compromising with?
Okay, so
if you don't mind me asking.
Okay, I will continue the gripe. And I'd just like to remind our audience that I think it was episode 2 or episode 3. I promised a logo for the show. And I haven't done that. So this week I got cracking on it. I sat down at this very desk with a cup of coffee. I think it was Tuesday night. I traced, I drew, I colored, put together, I scanned, and I came out with a pretty, I would like to say, you know, I mean to float my own boat, but I thought it came out great. So, first thing I do, I put on an attachment and I text Rich. So, honestly, to tell you the truth, I was expecting a reaction right away. I was expecting something like this. Wow, that looks great. Great job. Let's put it up on our Podomatic site.
Yeah.
Web page thing so we can have a logo.
Right.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, great. We have a logo now. Let's put it on. Well, things didn't go exactly as planned. I waited. The whole day went by. I go to sleep early. I'm an old man. I go to sleep like around 10 o'clock. Still nothing. So I was like, huh, maybe his phone's off. Whatever. I wake up the next morning, and the guy texts me, well, it looks good and all, but I don't know about the skulls. Because there's two skulls. I think, you know, there's two skulls. So I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe this guy, let's have this guy compromise. I'm going to make this guy compromise. I think it should be good. I think I'm going to put up a good point, and we're going to compromise, and we're going to come to make a decision. Well, let's see what happens. I asked him, how's the logo the next day? And you responded with, you texted back pictures of some other skulls. And you texted, how about these skulls? So I texted you back and I said, do you think we could use this logo, the drawing that I made as our logo? Well, a couple hours passed. I was like, man, is this guy ignoring me or something? You texted back, hey, did you see Romo's interview? Okay, that didn't answer my question. I replied, yes, I did, and I almost cried. So, I texted him back, and I texted him, can you answer my questions about the logo? Can we come to a compromise about, if you don't like it, let's at least put up my drawing temporarily until I come up with a better one? Wretch's response was, he sent me another skull, and he says, look at this skull. It's pretty funny looking. So at that point, I was like, okay, obviously he's ducking me. And I have come to the conclusion, and I was in a very bad mood, this guy did not want to compromise because he said that the skulls on my drawing looked like they were smiling. And my question back was, how the fuck can a skull smile if it doesn't have any lips? So, I had enough of this at this point, and I wanted to confront this son of a bitch. So what I did was call him to get the direct answer. But what Wretch doesn't know, because everybody thinks he's a nice guy, he doesn't live off the government, he has his own car, he has a motorcycle, he's Mr. Cool Guy. But what he doesn't know is that I recorded this phone call. You guys want to hear it? Here it goes. Yeah, I recorded it. So this time, I have evidence against you. I'm the persecutor. I'm accusing you of being not, you will not compromise, and you're a big jerk, and I have audio clip here of proving it. I recorded
that. Before you play this, it is illegal in California to record someone else's phone conversation.
You could make
up
any...
Think long and hard before you play this clip.
You can make up laws as you sit there in front of me all you want, but I got evidence.
You need permission from the other party before you play this phone call over airwaves.
Well, we run a business together. We run a podcast. We are business partners in this. We are co-creators in this.
Let me save you a lawsuit. I give you permission to play this phone call.
You don't have to give me permission for dick. I'm still going to play this regardless.
I could technically sue you.
You can, but you won't because you know that I'm right in this argument, you son of a bitch. Now, take a listen to the phone call, and you, the audience, come to your own conclusions about Rich.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What'd you think about the logo that I made?
Fuck you, and fuck you as a person, because you're a stupid piece of shit.
So, judge for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. He will not compromise, as you listen through that phone call, and he's a big jerk.
Hey, first of all...
Let's listen to it again. Look, it's your voice, right? Is that your voice?
Hey, that is my voice.
What's up, buddy? What'd you think about the logo that I made?
Fuck you, and fuck you as a person, because you're a stupid piece of shit.
The defense rests. Wow. The defense rests. You're not a big jerk. You're an asshole.
I don't remember that phone call going that way. Well, I have a very different recollection of that phone call, I might add. But going back to the skulls...
The defense rest.
It's a nice drawing, by the way. And if you said you traced it, so not like you drew it from like freehanded it.
Took three hours.
Now I don't feel too bad.
Took three hours for
going against it.
But defense has rested.
I mean, just looking at them, it literally looks like they're smiling and it looks like they're happy. And then if you compare it to the skulls I did send you, because that is truth, I did send other skulls via text. They had like a more wicked approach to them. They actually look meaner, or they look tougher. And when you put them side by side with this drawing, it's like a cartoon. It's kind of like a joke, basically.
They're
literally smiling, and they're happy looking.
Can we reach a compromise right now on the air? Can I make my skull look like that, and then we could have your skull be the devil's skull?
Well, I was gonna say a real compromise would have been okay, let's use the skulls, but as my character's wearing a hat. So I was gonna say, hey, we'll at least put Trump on the hat or something like that. That would have been like a true compromise.
Nah, I didn't want to taint it.
But then you went and did your own thing with the new logo.
I think it's cute and adorable, and it would have brought in new fans.
Well, now that you brought it up, now it's almost like you have to use it now.
How about this? Let's compromise. We'll put my logo on your Twitter account, huh? Remember, follow Wretch at what?
At Wretched Horror.
There you go, folks. And you can see it from right there. Anyways, this was a crazy week in the NFL. Let's jump right into it. Now time for the NFL Week 11 Recap, brought to you by Madden 97's music. I love that music. How about you?
Yeah, it's good.
So, Cleveland Browns lose to the Steelers 24-9 and drop to 0-11. Does it look closer? 0-16.
It looks closer.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, and at the end of that tunnel,
all I can go off is the coach's word. We will not go 0-16. I have faith. I think they're going to go 1-15.
I'm buying stock. They're going 0-16. Next game, Dolphins versus the Rams. Dolphins win 14-10, and this was a big game, not because these two teams suck, who gives a shit about these two teams, but Jared Goff got his first start today. He was 17 of 31 for 134 yards, zero touchdowns, zero picks. As an NFL watch, you watch the NFL, Rich, what do you think about that performance?
Well, it's below average. It's not. It was mediocre. It's kind of unfair for him this year because the rookie bar has been set so high by Dak Prescott. So, I mean, it's not terrible. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't impress anybody. But that bar is set so high right now in the league by Dak Prescott. This performance is kind of unacceptable.
Well, Dak and Carson Wentz. Right, they rose the bar so high.
Yeah, right? so he's kind of exposed out there this year.
You're agreeing with me that Carson Wentz has raised the bar along with Dak Prescott. Did I get you there?
Oh yeah, you can get me there.
Oh, some love for Carson Wentz. I want to say, I know I said I wouldn't play this last week. Let's play it a little bit. All right, and the Seahawks, speaking of the Eagles, the Seahawks beat the Eagles 26-15. Carson Wentz snapped at his 96 attempts without a touchdown streak, with two touchdowns today, but with two picks. What'd you see at that game today in the highlights?
Yeah, just typical. He's a rookie. He's gonna fuck up, and, you know, the Seahawks are red hot. They're the second hottest team right now in the NFC, so...
I think I differ with you on that one. You know, I believe strongly that defense wins championships, and if we were to go and rank the NFC right now, I think I would put the Seattle Seahawks at number one right now.
Interesting.
And did you see, by the way, Baldwin, the wide receiver, throwing it to Russell Wilson in the end zone?
It seems like the Eagles can be fooled. That's like the second time I've seen them this year where they've been fooled on trick plays.
They haven't been fooled, but they have been bamboozled. And now, to the Ravens lose to the Cowboys 27-17. Cowboys are now 9-1. They have won 9 straight with the young rookie Dak Prescott and the rookie Ezekiel Elliott, the rushing leader. Dak went today. Can you tell us some stats on that with Dak?
27 of 36, 301 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. If it wasn't considered last week, I would say this week he's definitely up there for MVP talks.
Oh man, one thing about the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but when they, you know, they keep up with the team pretty good in the first half, their opponents. But during halftime, the coaching staff makes some great adjustments, and they come out in the second half and they close those games out.
Yeah, and they impose their will on them. 9-0, they've won 9 in a row. That breaks a franchise record for the longest winning streak.
Yeah,
in Dallas history.
Very impressive, especially with two rookies in the backfield. That's my Cowboys. And what do you think about the Ravens today mocking the Cowboys? You had Terrell Suggs doing Ezekiel's
Terrell
bowl
Suggs,
eating for the first down.
Terrence West.
Terrence West.
I think CJ Mosley did it a couple times.
But Terrence West also did the, when he scored the touchdown, he did the,
doing the Dez thing.
The Dez X in the end zone. What do you think about that?
See, I think, I'm not a fan of other teams mocking other guys' celebrations. It's like, come up with your own shit, be original. Like, it doesn't look good for you. And then they were doing it. They were down, like, I think it was like 14-7 at one point, and then they were still doing Zeke's feeding thing. It's like, look at the fucking scoreboard. It's like,
I think the score in the third quarter was 17-10, and they were still doing that.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, why don't you focus on the next tackle? Why don't you focus on your zone coverage? Stop focusing on mocking the other team. The other team, you know.
Yeah, we could definitely agree that these guys came as a team, and they said, "Hey, when we do certain plays, let's try to get in the Dallas Cowboys' heads by mocking them and getting them mad at us." They probably spent more time on trying to plan how they were going to mock the Cowboys than studying defenses and offenses in the
I don't see Sean Lee doing other people's celebrations. Like, if I'm going to celebrate in the NFL, I'm doing my own thing. I'm not going to fucking copy somebody else, even if it is just mocking them. It's just dumb. Just come up with your own shit.
And Steve Smith getting that costly personal foul as well. They were kind of off. They were just outplayed in the second half. Yeah,
Steve Smith's a hot head.
Yeah. Plus, Sean Lee, he could never smile again because Sandusky touched him at Penn State.
I'm waiting for that to come out.
It'll come out. It kind of shows why Sean Lee's a little weird. Like, yeah, he's quite a guy.
He was fondled with a little bit, probably.
Yeah, in the shower. Right? the next game. Local game. I can't believe Tom Brady, the great Tom Brady, was 10 miles away from us. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Tom Brady coming back home.
Yeah, he came home, and the Patriots defeat the Niners 30-17. Anything that you want to say after that win? Were you surprised?
I guess,
I was expecting a 40-burger.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, too. And I guess right now it's the race to 1-15 between them and the Browns. I mean, the Niners are probably the next worst team I've ever seen in the league. I mean, you see these 3-13 teams every year and 2-14, but we might see 2-1-15 teams this year.
Who's gonna win? Let's say the Browns and the Niners end up 1-15. What's the tiebreaker on that?
I think they flip a coin actually.
They
I think
flip
so.
A
I
coin.
Think,
it doesn't go
do.
Conference or.
I don't think so. I think I've heard somewhere that they flip a coin.
Wow, you know what? I'm rooting.
Don't
for the
quote.
Browns
don't
to win.
Do not quote me on that though. But I'm pretty sure that's how they do it.
It's the for the Browns and the Niners. It's the race for that number one pick.
You expect it from the Browns, but from the Niners, it's. That's I'm not used to seeing that. I'm used to seeing the Niners always being good. You know, like team of the late 80s, 90s, early. No, not so much the 90s,
early
but
90s.
Pretty much the 80s, late 80s.
They were
mid-80s.
Definitely not there for the 2010s, but they were here for the last 5 years Harbaugh. By the way, Harbaugh has undefeated Michigan. I believe they're undefeated. And
no, they lost that. They lost out that Hawkeye game.
Oh, but they're ranked
they're like,
top.
Like 3 or 4 or something like that.
And he, for the second year, he has the number one defense in college. So good for him. I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. And by the way, I was going to ask you, did you see Bill Belichick's post-game conference leading up to the Seattle Seahawks game 2 weeks ago?
I heard about it. I didn't really see it from start to finish, but I did hear about it.
So,
I kind of know what you're talking
so
about.
So, I forgot who they played 2 weeks ago, but
you just
Seattle,
gave like simple one word answers.
Yeah, Seattle was up, and they were asking about the prior game.
Yeah.
And Coach Belichick responded with, "We're moving forward to Seattle."
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, well, what did you think about Seattle?"
Seattle.
And
Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Which is a classic Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Are you shocked that he talked that way at all?
No, and that's what I expect him to be. Like he just gets more shorter and shorter as the years go by. So I don't think he can get any worse than this, but no, I fully expect that from Bill Belichick.
Well, the audience, they don't know that when we're done with our show here, we have to address the journalist, and we're in a press box after this on our way to our cars, leaving the Our Show studio. And last week, I was so inspired by Coach Belichick's techniques, I actually used it in my post-game conference, and I'm very proud of myself. I recorded it, by the way. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, the San Jose Mercury News interview?
Yeah, they were in there. Everyone was in there. You want to listen to it?
Yeah, let's hear
it. I was
it.
Really proud. Check it out.
Of Mars, what did you think about the outcome of episode 5?
We're moving forward to episode 6.
Of Mars, what kind of retaliation do you expect from Cam Newton?
Episode 6.
Of Mars, Chloe Bear is on the other line, and she wants to talk to you.
Episode 6.
So that's how that went. I feel like I channeled Bill Belichick's Bill Belichick inside
good,
of me.
The good form.
Yeah, you know, I didn't let them get away with anything.
Yeah,
I said
it was
episode
noisy
six.
In the background.
Yeah,
too.
There was tons of reporters. You guys got to know out there that this show is rocking. We're rolling on all four cylinders, and we're getting tossed around with the media over here in the Bay Area.
Nice.
And Rich also has to go through this too. And I actually had Fucko in the crowd to record it. Let's take, you adopted Bill Belichick's too, of which I was really proud. But Rich put his own spin on it. Let's listen to it.
Rich, how do you feel about people protesting over Hillary's loss?
Fuck you, suck my dick.
Rich! Rich! Do your low ratings scare you?
Fuck you, suck my dick.
Rich! Rich! Symptoms of syphilis do you have?
Fuck you, suck my dick.
Wow. Telling Yoda very to suck your dick?
Straight to the point.
Yeah.
Straight to the point. You know,
good job. And the hot Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Bucks today, 17-9. You know...
17-19.
I'm sorry. Leading up to this... I wonder if people were like, well, why don't you talk about the Chiefs? And there's a specific reason why I didn't talk about the Chiefs, because I think they were like the Arizona Cardinals. They're a bunch of frauds. And today, them losing to the Bucks, they're no longer at the top of the AFC West, because the Raiders will beat the Texans in Mexico tomorrow. Yeah, they're frauds. Plain and simple. You don't lose to the Bucks if you're contenders, especially the fucking Bucks.
Yeah, I agree. But I still think they're in good shape. They're still 7-3. It's kind of like almost a three-way tie in the AFC West. I think the Raiders are up a game, but depending on what happens tomorrow. So they're not in bad shape. And it's the Bucks. It's an NFC team. I mean, they're not familiar with them. But I do agree. They're not going to go far into the playoffs. So
they'll probably be like a wild card team, losing the wild card.
Yeah.
Broncos were on a bye this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And during right now, the Packers are down by 12 points against the Redskins in Washington, Sunday Night Football. But leading up to this game, in the media, there has been a lot of negative talk about Aaron Rodgers. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah.
Go for it, buddy.
Well, I know some of his old teammates are coming out saying that he's actually not a good guy, saying how he's, what's the word? He holds grudges, mm-hmm. and he's just like a jerk, basically. Like, I'm just paraphrasing, but this has kind of been hinted that he is this type of guy, but it's never really been confirmed. But now, like, three guys have now come out and said, have proven this point. And I feel the same way, too, because when I look at him, I think of him as, like, a pompous, arrogant asshole. And those guys have basically proved that. I think it was Jennings, Driver, and somebody else, Finley.
I know that Greg Jennings.
Yeah.
Last year on The Herd, said that he was a very difficult person to get along with.
Yeah.
Jermichael Finley, was he the old tight end back in the day?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said that Brett Favre was having breakfast at the practice facility, and he rolled up on Brett Favre's table, and when he sat down, he said, "Hey, good morning, Grandpa." You would just talk to him in that sort of manner.
It seems like Brett Favre's the type of guy you joke with like that, though.
Yeah, I don't think... He's I think like Jermichael Finley said that Favre wasn't really, having it. Yeah. He's kind of an arrogant prick. Yeah. And Randall Cobb said, I think he said last week, let's not start pointing fingers. So that was mentioning towards A-Rod's comments saying, he says that there's a lot of people that are, not doing their job around here, and this is why we're losing.
I did notice, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, where I don't know if the wide receiver ran a wrong route or something, and he threw it, and I guess it was a totally missed throw, but like Aaron Rodgers like threw up his hands, like kind of like, oh, what are you doing? But and like you're kind of told as a quarterback that you really shouldn't throw your players under the bus like that when you overthrow somebody or they run the wrong route. You never want to like blame your wide receiver on the field. You want to keep that to yourself. I saw that, like, it was like 2 weeks ago he did that. He kind of just threw his arms up like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he's a veteran. Like, you should know better not to do stuff like that.
Well, yeah, definitely. When I think in the NFL, it's if you lose, it's the quarterback's fault. You take all the blame. If you win, it's the team that won the game. We won as a team. If we lost, I'm the quarterback. Put all the blame on me. That's what a quarterback usually does, right?
And he did take responsibility. And he did say that the team has to look at themselves in the mirror. But then he did blame himself for some of, for them not doing so well this year. But nah, he comes off as that type of guy to me, at least.
Well, I think he's an like asshole because he fucked my ex-girlfriend, Olivia Munn. That's why he's an asshole. No, she was my girlfriend at the time, fucked her.
He's doing way too many commercials.
All those stupid commercials with Clay Matthews.
His boyfriend, Clay Matthews.
They're all boyfriends, huh? I mean, what? Since when? So I'm guessing just from those commercials that they are the faces of Green Bay Packers, right?
And the NFL. I mean, you see those commercials every game you watch. You see the same fucking commercial, just them two.
So how many more weeks until we see Dak and Zeke in a commercial?
It won't be till next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
You think they're too focused right now to do any national spots?
They're rookies right now, so once they get paid, once they get contracts, then you'll definitely start seeing them. But God, I hope it's not in the fashion that the Packer players are doing it. I mean, Clay Matthews, he's doing hair commercials. He's posing on the goal line, and posing those, all
those
cute.
Those soup commercials too, I think. Chunky soups, yeah. I don't know. And then A-Rod does everything from State Farms to cars.
Yeah, watch. Zeke's going to do like the Campbell's soup one, and he's going to be doing the feeding thing.
They're
going to market it, I guarantee it. Just like they marketed Michael Phelps, the swimmer.
Yeah.
You know how he did that dead stare during the Olympics where he was like on the bench looking all pissed?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, yeah, there was like an image they caught from the Olympics. He's sitting there just looking all hard and pissed off while his opponent's like in front of him.
Okay.
Now he's on a commercial doing that same stare. It's like now they're marketing that. So I guarantee the Zeke fucking feeding thing is in the works. And I just hope that our boys, Dak and Zeke, are not the poster boys like the way Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews are.
Stay away from those distractions,
please,
kids.
Stay away from that.
Also, to add to the A-Rod controversy, did you hear about what his brother said this week about Aaron Rodgers, his own brother?
No, I did not hear that.
So he says that he also agreed and said that A-Rod holds grudges, that he has a grudge against his parents right now, and that he will not buy Packers tickets for his own parents. His parents have to buy their own Packer tickets to watch their own son.
What does his parents do to him? Rape him?
I don't know. This guy does seem kind of weird.
I mean, like, just short of rape, what else can you hold your parents accountable for?
Maybe he was a brat growing up.
He
something.
Went to fucking Cal, didn't he?
Yes.
I'm sure he had a good life.
Yeah, it's not like he grew up around here, right? I'm pretty sure he came from somewhere else, like every other quarterback does. Well, I mean, like Andrew Luck was from Houston, he went to Stanford.
But the point, he went to a good school. It means you have to at least have good parents.
Well, I'm pretty sure he got a scholarship from playing. But because he had parents, I'm pretty sure those parents bought him, put him in Pee Wee football with all the
it's not like,
cleats.
It's not like he's a brother and has to play out of the hood. I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't. I'm not saying all brothers come from the hood, but he doesn't seem like the type that came out of the hood and had to play his way into a contract to get out. I mean, play his way into a scholarship to get out of the hood. He doesn't seem like that type of guy.
Do you think his parents wanted money and he was like, nah, I ain't giving you shit?
I mean,
I would give my parents money if I made millions. They would be the first people I would take care of if I became a millionaire.
Yeah.
I'd take care of them. So who knows?
I would like to know what this grudge is.
Yeah, I'll dig more into it.
Yeah, let's find that. Yeah. Let's find that out.
And
let's get Fucko on that.
Let's get yes. Fucko.
Let's send Fucko.
Where
out
is
there
Fucko?
On the
anyways, he thinks he's all badass because he was in that post show conference with us. Did you hear him in that one? He was asking me and you questions. He was hiding in there.
Yeah, we'll need to send him out.
He's starting to believe in himself. Huh. We probably kind of have to knock him back down into that Fucko role. He's trying to get all smart, you know, son of a bitch. Top three. Oh, before we jump into this, we did not put this in the outline, but Tony Romo. Tuesday.
Oh. Big presser.
Big speech, right?
Yeah. Just because we are Cowboy fans, this is still big news.
Huge. And I'll tell you how I feel after we listen to him. Let's take a listen.
You see, football is a meritocracy. You aren't handed anything. You earn everything, every single day, over and over again. You have to prove it. That's the way that the NFL, that's the way that football works. A great example of this is Dak Prescott. and what he's done. He's earned the right to be our quarterback. As hard as that is for me to say, he's earned that right.
So, Rich, what did you get from that?
After seeing it in full length, he definitely sounds bitter. He did say all the right things, and I agree with everything he said. He did everything that he should have. He said everything he needed to say. He said it, and he did it the right way. The tone was a little bitter, but I give him that pass because, I mean, he is a veteran. He lost his job to a rookie, and he's a competitor. So I give him that pass for sounding at least bitter, and I don't hold that against him. I know some people that I know in real life kind of hold that against him and say, oh, he's being a bitch. You know, he's pissed off. He's not being real. But I feel like, of course he wants to play. Of course he's a competitor. And I give him that pass of sounding bitter because he does sound bitter to me. But he said all the right things. And the Cowboys needed him to endorse Dak in order for them to move on this year. And Dak had a big game. That's post-press conference. Dak threw 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had a big game. So I think that was the right thing to do.
It definitely was the right thing to do. I don't know who pushed him to do it. Maybe he did it himself. Coach Jason Garrett probably pushed him, or Jerry Jones. Maybe the publicist around Dallas said, oh, maybe it would be a good idea. He wrote it down. I don't mind that. And of course he's going to sound bitter. You know, he's been the face of this franchise for the last 9 years, I would say. He came in 2006. Yeah, 10 years. He's been in the face. And I remember watching the Cowboys play the Houston Texans, 10 a.m. game here in California. And they were blowing him out, so they sat down Bledsoe. He comes in. He connects with T.O. for his first touchdown in the regular season. Next week, Monday Night Football, Bledsoe gets benched. Romo gets put in, first pass, interception. Then his first game, Sunday Night Football. See, the thing with me and Tony Romo is that when I was a kid, I was too young to see Troy Aikman get drafted in 1989. So I saw part of the glory years, but I didn't see when the team was being built around Troy. So I feel like I have a pretty personal relationship with Romo since I've been there from the beginning, and it kind of seems like now it's the end, might be the end of him in Dallas. So for me, I got to tell you the truth, I got a little choked up. I had no problem with it. It's just that I got sad. To tell you the truth, I got kind of sad.
He had said something in there too that was good. That wasn't part of that clip, but because he did mention the Bledsoe thing, how, you know, he kind of came in with the same exact scenario.
He knows how it's like.
Yeah, he knows how it's like. And what helped him in his career was that he had that support replacing the veteran quarterback. And then he had said that he was going to offer Dak that same support that he got. So that led me to believe that his speech was genuine. I know Ray Lewis said he didn't like it because he wrote it down. But a lot of the things that he said, it all makes sense, because he did reveal the fact that he did replace Bledsoe. He got help, and that's what made him successful, and that's what he's going to do to Dak. So everything he did say, it all checked out. It's all genuine to me.
Well, I'm really glad that he handed over the torch, because that's pretty much what happened. He handed over the torch to Dak Prescott. And the thing that made me happy was that Dak Prescott played great today. You know, he was handed the team over, and he was still the same Dak. I've seen plenty of quarterbacks, they get that huge contract, or they get handed over a team, and then they start flopping. Great example, Fitzpatrick. Was that quarterback's name?
Ryan.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. He gets a big deal in Buffalo. And then he disappears. He goes to Houston, gets a deal, he disappears. Goes to New York, gets handed over the team. What, he threw 6 picks in 1 game this season. So I'm happy that he's consistent, that it did not faze him. He's still focusing on his game. And also, I was going to say this today. I swear to you, but Rich Eisen, that son of a bitch, beat me to it. This is very close to, you know, what Romo did to Bledsoe, and this might be what Tom Brady did to Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, you know, I love Tony Romo. You know, I've been with him since the beginning. Have I been mad at him? Yes. Have I blamed him for certain losses? Of course. But, you know, it's not his fault. He's had a trash fucking offensive coordinator for a long time, Jason Garrett. That's why Jerry Jones stripped him of his offensive play calling and gave it to Scott Linehan, which is he's doing a great job. And how was I going to say this? So, well, I would say the perfect scenario that I would let's say the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
NFC Championship against Seattle. Similar scenario.
I was thinking this actually.
With Brady and Bledsoe, Romo comes in, knock on wood, because Dak is not being able to play. He beats the Seattle Seahawks, the team that injured him to end his career in Dallas this year, but also he gets his vengeance because of that botched field goal snap. That would be the way that I would love to see his career in Dallas end.
I was thinking that. I didn't want to say anything to jinx it, but yeah, now that you've said it, it's like, what better? You can't write it any better. Like, he gets his revenge, NFC Championship game. Dak gets hurt for some odd reason.
Or just can't play for some reason.
He comes in, you know, and he writes the wrong. It's like, can't ask for a better scenario.
That would be awesome for him and for Tony Romo fans out there.
It's so good to know that just in case if Dak gets hurt, at least you still have a Romo that has a lot of fire and a lot of passion left in him. Because it was reported earlier this week that he wanted to compete for the job.
Yeah, but they said that, no, this is Dak. He's just to take Dak out right now is detrimental to the momentum of the offense. And so fuck you, Rich Eisen. You beat me to the punch this morning, you son of a bitch. And also, I would like to put out there, let's say the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. Let's just say hypothetically, right? If a fan out there comes up to me, a non-Cowboy fan, comes up to me like a Niner fan, a Raider fan, because I've heard this before, and they come up to me and say, see, I told you Romo was the problem. I'm going to spit in your fucking face. I hate when other fans of other teams tells me what's wrong with my team.
Yeah.
I know what's wrong with my team.
Those fans that they just watch the primetime games because that's the only time they can actually watch the Cowboy games. We actually have Sunday tickets, so we watch every single game. So you can't tell me what's wrong with my team. We know exactly what's wrong with the team. You got these people that watch a Sunday night game, and then all of a sudden they're Cowboy experts. It's like, fuck you, you don't know shit.
It's funny because when their team's on Sunday Night Football, I don't watch it. But when the Cowboys are playing,
everybody watches. Yeah. Everybody watches.
You hate the Cowboys, but you love watching them, don't you?
Even when the Niners were good, anytime they were on Sunday night, I wouldn't even give a shit about them. I would never watch those games. But yet those same fans were the first ones to tell you what they noticed on the Sunday night game.
Exactly. So, if you come up to me, if they win the Super Bowl and you say, see, I told you Romo was the problem, I'm going to spit in your face. Oh, I feel much better. I tell you, we went to Red Lobster today and I had a wood-grilled peppercorn sirloin steak, medium rare. It was bloody and that blood didn't sit well in my gut. That was the first time I ever tried that, and this shit backfired. Moving on, just to make things fun, top three quarterbacks. This is going off of that Aaron Rodgers shit, right? So top three quarterbacks, I'm asking you, Rich, top three quarterbacks you'd hang out with and three quarterbacks you would not want to hang out with.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
If I had a chance to hang out with three quarterbacks,
who would they be?
Active quarterbacks?
Yes.
They still got to be playing in the league.
Let's say active. Yeah, definitely.
I'd have to go Big Ben.
You would want to hang out with Big Ben?
Yeah, I'd want to hang out with Big Ben. He seems like a fun dude.
Okay, okay.
Even though he's a rapist.
yeah.
He seems like someone we can have a beer with.
Cool.
Probably.
Yeah, okay, next one,
Probably Philip Rivers. He seems like a guy you can bullshit with and talk shit about.
Wow, Rivers, right? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say, you've never been a Chargers or a Phillips fan.
No, you know? No, but he's like a wise guy. He talks a lot of shit. So
like
I
in the that playoff color. Game against yeah. the Colts where he was yelling at the crowd and he got hurt. He's like, I'll be back. And he's like he was like a WWF wrestler talking hella shit to the crowd. Yeah, it was funny.
He seems fun. The third guy, you might be shocked that I might say this, but I'd probably say Tom Brady because he's great. He's greatness. So.
I'm shocked that you didn't name him your number one, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm kind of going in order. But he's probably going to be less fun, but yeah, he's great. He's all-time great, so. Maybe he'll bring Giselle.
Yeah.
Like an eye raper.
My three top quarterbacks I'd like to hang out with would probably be, number one, it would be Drew Brees, because he seems like an extremely positive guy. If I meet him, it could be life-changing. Like, he could tell me, like, hey, man, you know, you could follow your dreams. Look what I did. And it'll influence me and inspire me. So I think Drew Brees would be great. Number two, off the top of my head, because I did not prepare for this and I put this on the outline, great job of Mars.
Who else is out there?
Who's a cool dude?
Who plays?
I'm trying to think of these assholes.
You got Matthew Stafford.
No.
He seems like a jerk.
Yeah, he seems like a douche.
Flacco seems like a boring jerk.
And he probably has bad breath. Bad hygiene, by the way. He used to, when he came in the league, he had those yellow.
You have yellow teeth.
Yellow teeth, and then he had the unibrow until his publicist said, hey, dude, people don't want to see that gross ass shit on TV, especially from a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Carson Palmer.
Oh, Russell Wilson. I would love to go with him to children's hospitals and help him out doing that stuff. He seems like a great role model for me. And my third quarterback would possibly be, let's see here. This is a tough one. Do you have your three top quarterbacks that you do not want to hang out with?
I have a couple of them.
I got two of them right now.
It's funny how you said Drew Brees, because he's one I would not want to hang out with.
So you think that Drew Brees, like, you definitely do not, because he's an asshole piece of shit. Like, this is what I'm saying.
Drew Brees?
Like, you do not want to hang out. Three quarterbacks that you do not want to hang out with. Like,
I don't
want to. You
wanna...
will not have fun. He's just a.
I wouldn't want to hang out with Drew Brees because he seems boring to me. It just seems too much positive energy. I don't like that. Just seems like a
right on.
I don't want to be lectured or anything. The second one, I would say the top one would probably be Colin Kaepernick. He's a grade A piece of shit.
He sure is.
He needs to be shot.
Oh, whoa!
That's how bad I hate Colin Kaepernick. Fuck him. Fuck you, Colin Kaepernick.
And who would be your third guy?
Probably Cam Newton. I couldn't relate to him at all. So,
you know,
not one bit.
Cam was my number one guy that I would never want to hang out with, because if I would try to ask him something, you'd probably like ignore me, like just be like a fucking dick. Number two, Kaepernick, because he couldn't beat Blaine Gabbert as a starter job, and now he's still winless, so Blaine Gabbert is actually better than him because he's got a win and Kaepernick does not. And my third quarterback that I would not hang out with is that asshole we just talked about, A-Rod. Fuck him. Yeah. That bug-eyed son of a bitch who has a grudge against their own parents. He's probably just a fucking prick.
In case you didn't know, if the playoffs were to end today,
yeah.
Do you know how that would shape out?
No, I have not done that. Playoffs! No, I haven't done that yet.
If the season were to end today, the Cowboys would own the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, definitely, yes. The Seahawks would be number two.
Number two seed is the Seahawks.
I think number three... No, the Giants can't be. They will be a wild card team.
The number three seed would actually be Washington, but based on what the outcome is today, they might actually hold that spot still. Cause I don't know if they're winning right now. But it would be the Redskins in the third seed. The Lions would be the fourth at 6-4. The Giants, the fifth, and the Falcons would be the last seed. That's how it. That's how it.
Wait. Who's the?
Because the Lions are higher because they would win their division.
But the Redskins cannot be the third seed, right? Because they would be the Cowboys won the division and they're the first seed.
Right.
So the third seed would probably be the Falcons. The fourth and final seed would be the NFC North,
I'm
the
sorry.
Vikings.
No, you're right. No. It's labeled. So the number three seed is the Lions. The number four seed is the Falcons.
Okay,
the fifth
there you
seed is the Giants, and then the sixth seed is Washington.
Washington. Okay,
yeah.
That sounds.
They actually did label them.
Yeah.
I thought
so
they
there'd
just
be
went in order.
Three teams from the NFC East represented in the playoffs this year. The other really tough. The only division that I think that might be a little tougher than the NFC East is the AFC West.
Yeah, I have that. I have that scenario. And then the Washington Redskins would play the Lions, and then the Giants would play the Falcons.
Oh, by the way, we've been talking about putting laptops with us. Rich has his phone out, and he's really pro-like.
No. So if the AFC were to the AFC playoff picture, the Patriots are the number one seed. The Raiders would be the number two. The Houston Texans are number three.
Ugh.
The Ravens are four.
Gross.
The Chiefs are five, and the Broncos are six. And we've been saying it, like the NFC East and AFC West are the best divisions of football. They would have three teams.
Definitely best
playoffs.
Divisions of football. But man, that AFC, I don't want to watch any of those playoff games until they get to the AFC Championship, which will, I hope, be the Raiders in Foxborough.
That's the only scenario
in the snow.
You want to see. Yep.
The revenge
scenario.
Of the Raiders.
Now, if the Broncos win and they end up playing the Raiders, which it doesn't say that would be the scenario, they would actually play the Patriots, but that would have been like a good other AFC game. But they would play the Raiders. Actually, end up playing the Chiefs if it all worked out. So
yeah,
that'd be a good game.
You know, the thing, like for me as a Cowboys fan. No matter how good the Cowboys are, if they play the New York Giants in the playoffs, I'd be very scared.
Yeah, they have their number.
Yeah.
The Giants, that's the only team. I don't even fear the Seahawks because we already beat them in Seattle when they were like unstoppable last year or 2 years ago.
It was
they went in and beat them.
Unheard of to beat them
in
Seattle.
So I actually don't even fear the Seahawks, but I do fear the Giants. The Giants are just those pesky team that they have the Cowboys number.
And
ask Tom Brady.
I always get scared of the Giants because the year they won the Super Bowl, what was the record? 9-7?
Yeah, 9-7.
And they went on to beat the Super Patriots. Yeah. So whoever's hot, but that Giants team, Eli could get hot, and they scare the shit out of me. Did you want to talk Jerry Jones driving up Romo's stock?
Yeah, Jerry Jones is... Being the snake billionaire that he is.
Smart billionaire.
He's a smart billionaire.
That oozes.
Basically saying that he has no plans. He has no intention of Romo. He has no intention of cutting him or trading him. And that he expects Romo to be on the roster next year. Now, you're not going to pay a backup, what is it, like $15 million or whatever Romo's going to make next year or whatever his salary is. You're not going to pay a backup that much, and you're not going to start Romo next year over Dak. So for him to say, oh, yeah, he's going to be on the roster next year, that only shows that he's just trying to make him more valuable so they can probably get a better trade out of him or something, you know. He's not going to be on the roster next year.
I don't think so. You definitely want to free up that cap space. That's number one.
Yeah, that's Dak's money.
Dak's money, bring in some free agents or help out the team in any way.
Where would he go? Probably...
Jerry Jones wants... I would say that if anything, Jerry Jones wants to take care of Tony Romo. He's been his guy for the longest time. I would say he would try to trade him to the best team possible. But he is, as you said, a businessman. So... Maybe if the deal is right, the Niners say, oh, I'll give you this pick, this high second round pick. The Jets, they're stupid. Their general managers are terrible. Having Michael Vick there for a while, bringing over Brett Favre, they brought over Tebow, They're just a big mistake, mistake after mistake after mistake, and that's why the Jets have not won a Super Bowl since when? The 60s?
I would see him going definitely to the Niners because they don't have a quarterback. He could go to the Cardinals, but then you kind of have the same type of guy with Carson Palmer and Romo. I mean, I think Carson's a good quarterback. You just can't stay healthy. So you're kind of getting the same guy, really.
I think Carson Palmer is definitely over the hill.
Yeah, so, I mean, he has to go to a team that's ready now to win a Super Bowl. Probably Denver. I mean, I don't know if Simeon, I mean, even though he is, they're winning, but I don't even know if that's the right spot, but I think he would go to a team that just needs a quarterback to get him over the hump.
I would think that the one team that would want him and he might would go to is maybe the Houston Texans, but they fucked up so bad by paying that bum Brock Osweiler $75 million for this contract, and he's terrible. I'm pretty sure the Raiders tomorrow are going to give him a nice ass rape.
Maybe the Chiefs, Alex Smith.
I think they're rid sold of Smith. On Smith.
It's kind of like the Denver Broncos getting Peyton Manning for like good 3 years, 4 years, however long they had him. That's the type of scenario Romo would go for, like a team that can win in the next couple of years, is ready to win now. Like, that would be his dream scenario.
Tom Brady's 39. Tony Romo is 37. But the big difference is that Tony Romo is not, he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the deal with that. I honestly, I would hope that he would just retire. I don't want to see him in another uniform. I don't want to see him, for his own good, I don't even want to see him get hurt. I don't want to see him on the field anymore because I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. And I don't want to see him get hurt because I actually care for the guy.
What if he does stay as a backup, just takes a massive pay cut? You don't see that anymore. Like, I bet you he'd be welcome to stay if he took a pay cut. Why not?
I would want him to stay, especially if you're winning. Why not, right? Like, your body, it's giving up on you. Look at Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant retired because his body started giving out on him. It's like, you're going to have to face it, Tony Romo, that your body cannot keep up with you anymore. You're reached that age. You're on it. When quarterbacks get to that age is what? At least 35. When they start breaking down, they're not the same quarterback, but Tom Brady somehow finds a way, but he's the great Tom Brady, right? Tony Romo's body's given out the way Kobe Bryant's body's given out, and he's missing games. He's being a liability. I would say that, stay in Dallas where it's safe. Have Dak do everything. Win. You stay grounded with your family in the Dallas area. Jerry Jones will take care of you. If not, retire. Because I don't want to see you in another uniform. You have anything else to add on that?
No, that's about it.
All right.
For the NFL.
Ooh, man, I'm tired. Again, 3 trips to Guitar Center and long sleepless nights make of Mars feel unhappy. And now, on that cue, let's brighten things up. By the way, our voices sound good again this week.
Indeed.
We're going news around the world with of Mars and of Wretch. Those bells means that we're going to talk serious news here. Noteworthy news on our show.
Hot off the press.
First topic, article of Hollywood's top 30 hottest females under 30 at Yahoo. We have some notable mentions. And Reg actually put these notable mentions. Number 21, Emily Browning, chick from Sucker Punch. I haven't seen her in anything since Sucker Punch. What has she been on? I can't believe she's still relevant.
I don't even know if she is relevant, to be honest. I haven't seen her in anything. post that movie.
And by the way, I don't think you've seen this yet. Or maybe you have. Have you seen the movie Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Starring Emily Browning.
Oh, she's in there?
Yeah. So for all the audiences out there, especially the guys, if you want something to jack off to, Emily Browning is completely naked in that movie.
Oh, wow. You see her Sleeping Beauty?
It's called Sleeping Beauty. And the premise of this movie is that she's a whore. And rich millionaires buy her. She takes this medicine that makes her fall asleep. And while she's asleep, these old, fat, rich men do whatever they want to her.
Wow. Young, I gotta see this.
Young, supple body. Huh.
I'll look this one up.
Yeah, she has a big black bush in that. she's really hot. She looks like a little kid, though, if it wasn't for that bush. Moving on. Another notable mention. Number 19, Selena Gomez. Ooh, she's a firecracker, huh? That Tijuana.
I don't know if I was making this list. I don't know if I'd put her on there, but
Selena Gomez.
Made it. Yeah, she made it at number 19.
Oh, if you made this list, you wouldn't put her on there.
I don't think I would, but if you saw this list, I didn't even know half the people that were on there. I just picked the most recognizable names that I knew of, at least.
Well, good thing I didn't see this top 30, because really, number 5, Hillary Duff.
The picture that they used of her, I was like, oh man, she's smoking hot. I guess they must have used a really good picture, but it's the hottest I've ever seen her, and I kind of agree. I don't know if it's top 5 worthy, though.
You see, I'm not saying that Hillary Duff is gross or anything like that. I think she is incredibly hot. I see her all the time. Plus, she's a mom. So she has a killer body for being a mom as well. But I don't think I would put her in my top 15, maybe. I don't think I should be on there.
And I think the criteria shortens as well, because then they have to be under 30 as well.
Well, you know, I don't know if this list had, did they have Lady Gaga on here?
No, she wasn't on there.
Wow, really?
Yeah, she wasn't.
You know how last week we were talking about who would you get chlamydia from? I finally have an answer for you.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah.
She got hot the last couple of years or last year.
Ugh, those eyes. They just scream, fuck my brains out. And number 1, Margot Robbie, the girl from Wolf of Wall Street.
I think that makes sense.
Our favorite Harley Quinn. She was in Suicide Squad. But you just watched Suicide Squad. What did you think of it? She wasn't hot enough for that. Or what happened?
She was really hot, but the movie sucked so bad that I couldn't stay tuned to the whole movie. But even though she was that hot, even her couldn't keep me tuned into that movie.
That movie is terrible,
by the
way.
And I stuck around for like 30 minutes watching that piece of shit.
I will never watch that movie ever again. That movie was terrible. The best parts were when Batman comes out, and that was like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, but I think they got it number 1 right, at least. I think number 2 was like some chick from Game of Thrones, but I've
never even seen that show before.
And like most of them, I never even heard of them.
By the way, did you see Margot Robbie hosting Saturday Night Live?
No.
So they did a Family Feud episode where it was the Trumps versus the Clintons or something like that. And she was Ivanka, so she dressed as Ivanka.
Nice.
As hot as Margot Robbie is, I'm going to have to settle with the real deal. I think Ivanka is hotter than Margot Robbie. She is hot.
She's hot. She's smart. Like, she's real well-spoken.
She's a businesswoman.
Yeah, she's...
The next morning when Trump won the election, my cousin texted me and he said that I would butt fuck Ivanka Trump until I had a heart attack. I was like, okay, thanks for that intel.
I don't know if I told you this, but I told other people that if we're gonna have a first female president, I bet you she runs and she'll be the first female president.
If her daddy does a good job. If it's not, if the liberal media doesn't tear him apart like they did George W. Bush.
Well, right now the media is so, they have no credibility to their name right now. Like, everything's been exposed with this election, with the bias coverage. So a lot of people are on their heels with the media right now.
And another woman, speaking of the media, another woman that I would love to get chlamydia from, and I would be happy to get chlamydia from, is Megyn Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Megyn Kelly on The Kelly File on Fox News. She is fucking hot. You saw her on election day wearing that black dress? Oh, baby.
The whole Fox newscast, though.
But if I'm getting chlamydia, I'm making sure I'm cream pieing her. Oh, look at this. Megyn Kelly says she was bullied in school and didn't mind fighting with Trump, and feels we live in a cupcake era of political correctness, and people do not know how to deal with being offended these days. What's up with that? I know you got something brewing in you.
No, she did an interview with somebody from Fox about her experience, because she just wrote a book, and she was talking about her experience with Donald Trump, how they got into a whole heated argument when the campaign first started.
Mm-hmm.
And it went. She was talking about how she was bullied in school, and she was used to that type of punishment, and that when she was going back and forth with Trump, that she kind of didn't take too much offense to it, because she's gone through that, and she's like a tough individual personally. And then she was saying how that's the problem with America today, is that everybody wants their safe zones. Basically, everyone, just paraphrasing it, she didn't say it like this, but she basically said everyone's a bitch these days.
A big pussy.
Yeah, and people don't know how to handle themselves. They don't know how to handle bullies. They don't know how to handle harsh words. And she said that's the problem with America. She's not holding it against Trump. She said she looks forward to working with Trump and covering him, and she doesn't hold no grudge against him.
To add to that, her book is called Settle for More. It was released last Tuesday. She was on Dr. Phil, and I actually watched that. Said she was a lawyer at one point. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
so when I heard she was a lawyer, I was like, wow, is there anything this woman cannot do? And she quit being a lawyer because she was unhappy, and she became the TV host of her own show, and now she's really happy, which is, I guess, pretty cool. But I don't know, man. She's so fucking hot. Working with her.
Yeah, and she basically said she grew some balls, so she's telling everyone else to grow some fucking balls and stop being so offended.
If a lady's telling me to grow balls, I think that's probably one of the worst things that a woman could say to you, especially like if it's your wife or your girlfriend. Oh, why don't you man up? Something like that. Could you imagine that? I would feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if Megyn Kelly's telling me to grow balls, I'm gonna start training my balls. I gotta get tougher. I'm not gonna take shit no more. That's the thing about 2017. 2017, Wretch says that's is gonna be the greatest year of his life. For me, I don't know if it's gonna be the greatest years of my life, but I know one thing: I'm not gonna take shit from nobody for 2017. And moving forward, in the NBA this week. Our news, we're lightly touching all this stuff. LeBron James calls the great Phil Jackson a racist. What are your thoughts? Should we listen to what the great LeBron James?
LeBron James is a typical piece of shit. He's a liberal piece of shit, Hillary supporter. It's no surprise that he would pull a race card, because he is a liberal douchebag piece of shit. So that's his only defense, is to pull a race card. And he proved it talking to the great Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson is not a racist. He's one of the best NBA coaches in NBA history. He needs to, when he speaks to Phil Jackson, he needs to speak with him with the utmost respect.
With respect.
And not pull the fucking race card.
And not only that, but because he has coached the two greatest players that have ever played the game of basketball. One, Michael Jordan. Two, Kobe Bryant. And there's, if I were to describe Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant in one word, would be mental toughness. Nothing would shake those guys. And that's the big difference of why I don't put LeBron James up there, because it seems like you can rattle him. He's sensitive to what people say, and he has to take it upon himself to... I mean, let's take a look at what his response was. So, Phil Jackson calls his entourage, the people around
his
LeBron,
group of thugs that he hangs out with.
His friends from high school have become, one of them is a lawyer, one of them is like a publicist or a businessman, and they all work together to create this little empire.
Y'all got rich off LeBron's fame, so now instead of being thugs, now he tries to portray them as businessmen, but they're really just thugs.
So Phil Jackson called them a posse. So this is what LeBron said after him calling them a posse because they wanted to stay one extra night at a certain city, I think in New York. Phil Jackson said, oh yeah, him and his posse, that's how they roll, this and that. Let's see what LeBron had to say.
You know, in the beginning we were highly criticized, and I was highly criticized about what I wanted to do to help some guys around me become very successful in business. And, you know, it just sucks that, now at this point, having one of the, you know, biggest businesses that you can have both on and off the floor, having a certified agent in Rich Paul, having a certified business partner in Maverick Carter, that's done so many great business, that the title for young African-Americans is the word posse, you know, so it's, for me, we see the success that we had, but then it is always someone that lets you know how far we still have to go as African Americans.
First of all, I want to put in my two cents. I think he's pissed because Hillary lost, first of all, and he wants to keep this PC bullshit rolling from the Obama campaign. Because in the last 8 years, I know I'm only 30 years old, but in those last 8 years, it has seemed that race has come up so insane that it has created even more problems. Everyone's PC. You can't call certain ethnicities this or that. Native Americans are trying to get rid of the Redskins name. And they're just words, to tell you the truth. And to me, the word posse, I mean, how else are you? I don't understand, like, what's so demeaning about the word posse. And to call Phil Jackson a racist where he works in a league where the players are, what, 99% African-American? And he's had great relationships with Kobe Bryant and a lot of other players. And to call him a racist, especially during this time, is definitely immature, I would say. And you got too hasty with that. And you took it up the ass, and you shouldn't have. Phil Jackson is not a racist. I think he's a great guy, and you should just ignore it, because who gives a shit what he thinks anyways, because you are the number one guy. And I would tear him a new asshole even more, but I can't, because he's going to beat KD, and I don't like KD in the finals. That's why.
When I think of the word posse, I think of like a gang or like a group of people.
Yeah.
Probably when Phil Jackson uses the term, since he's an old school guy, he probably just thinks of it as like a gang of people, like
your
a
crew,
like a group, yeah, like a crew, like another word for crew. I don't think he meant it as racist in any way, but for LeBron to then get so defensive, it just shows the type of society that we live in. It's like you're so quick to get offended, you think everything is racist. But I guarantee the people that he hangs out with probably do all look like thugs, and they probably do look like a posse. And he's probably not wrong. Like, if Phil Jackson really didn't mean to call them a posse, I believe him. He probably is hanging around with a bunch of thugs that, you know, businessmen that probably look like thugs. I don't fault Phil Jackson, whether he's right or wrong. I don't fault him. You can call him whatever the fuck they want. He probably calls it like he sees it. Just like I would call it like I see it. If I see that he's hanging around with a bunch of thugs, I'll say he's hanging around with a bunch of thugs. It's not being racist. How is that racist?
Ray Lewis went on The Herd this week and actually sided with LeBron. He said, if you saw Tom Brady with a group of people, you would say, hey, I saw Tom Brady last night with a group of friends.
And that would make sense, because he's not going to surround himself by thugs.
I got to see pictures of this so-called posse.
I
want to
see the posse.
I want to see posse. And you know what? If I was in the NBA and I had... If I was a starter in the NBA and I was badass and you guys were all around me doing your thing, I wouldn't give it two shits about posse. Like, what's wrong with the word posse? How did that become demeaning?
No one knows. It's like, okay, now we can't say posse. Now all of a sudden posse is now like the N-word. Now that's how far we're going. Fuck him. Fuck what? LeBron. I've been saying fuck LeBron this whole year now because of his political views. And he just proves it. He proves it yet again. He's a liberal piece of shit that's quick to pull the race card.
Yeah, definitely people that pull out the race card.
Gets no respect.
I don't think, yeah. I think if you want to get racism abolished, like for instance, Morgan Freeman said that, hey, I don't want a Black History Month. And they asked him why. He's all, why should we shove back Black History down people's throats? It's only going to push people away from our history. If anything, just put it in. We are history of America, so just put it in there. Like, why make it a Black History Month?
Black History.
Yeah, so he said that. For me, for LeBron to say that, it's kind of making it a bigger issue than it actually really is.
Fuck
I mean,
him.
See, a pro like Kobe Bryant would be like, he would just smile. He'd be like, oh, you know, Phil's crazy. Because he knows him. But LeBron being this...
Typical millennial piece of shit.
He's a diva.
Yeah.
He's a fucking diva. He's the NBA diva. He's King James. He thinks that he's above these guys. And I think that's not showing respect towards the great Phil Jackson. How much rings does he have? Fucking 9? 11? 10? I don't
11.
Know.
I think it's 11, right? Or something.
No, 6 with the Bulls, 3 with the Lakers.
9.
So, shut up, LeBron.
But doesn't he
James.
Have some other ones, too? I guess it doesn't matter.
LeBron James, after being called, his crew being called posse.
So from this day forward, posse now means racist slur.
I can't say.
Young African-American businessmen.
It's not like he called your. It's not like he said, "Oh, hey, I saw LeBron and his group of porch monkeys." Right? Like, now that's racist.
Yeah, that's racist. If you say a group of a posse, the racist isn't even the first thing that comes to my head when I hear that word. The first thing that comes to my head is like it's probably a bunch of knuckleheads, a big group of people. You know, that's what comes to my head. How is that racist, though?
Posse.
The way you carry yourself, the way you look, that's what people are going to portray you as. So if you look like you're up to no good, then how is Phil Jackson wrong?
I'm going to side with Phil Jackson on this one, and I swear I would let LeBron have it. But he's going to take down KD this year in the finals, so I'm still supporting him in that way. Because I don't want KD winning.
No, KD's got to pull it out.
This reinforces more, like, you're more for KD even more after this.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see LeBron win another title ever again.
Would you want him to get hurt?
Yes. I want to see him tear his ACL.
How about, would you want LeBron James to get AIDS?
No,
not that far.
Not AIDS. Yeah, no, I'd rather just. No, I don't wish injury on him. I just wish him
to wake the fuck up and stop being a little pansy ass bitch.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly can set him straight. No, I just wish him many losses in NBA finals and playoffs. That's what I wish on him.
Now, would you wish Colin Kaepernick AIDS?
Yes. I wish. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
you can burn him alive if you need to.
At the stake, and then he's still like, oh, wait, after he's done, it's just bones and his fro still on his skeleton?
Yeah, it's just a big afro.
Yeah, it's just the afro still, and it's just the skull. Now, yeah. You see, now...
I wish death on Kaepernick.
Now, listeners listening to this, are they going to say that I'm racist because I said I burned him at the stake?
No, they're going to say you're racist because you said porch monkey.
But I said porch monkey is racist. I didn't say...
Yeah. Used it as a point.
I used it as a point. Yeah.
So
now,
is that still racist because you said the term?
I would say if I was
African
working...
African-Americans call each other niggas left and right. Yeah. But is that racist?
No, it's not.
Only because they said it, so it's okay.
it's okay because they use it. It's like a, I don't know, it's kind of like a slang word, right?
How come some black people say that, oh, if they hear a white people say nigga, even if they are just chilling with their boys, that some, I've heard some people say that, yeah, if I heard that, I'll still smack them across the head or something like that. Like, it's not okay. Why isn't it okay?
Well, Eminem even put on the record that he said that he would never say the N-word in any of his music. That's what he says. He says, I don't have the right to say that because I'm not black. That's what he said. Now, I don't say that word.
I don't say it either.
I don't talk it or anything. But if I was if our show was on ESPN, I would be fired the next day. They would say, wow, that was racist, that shit. our show would get a bunch of phone calls from people across America saying, did you hear what Avmar said? He said he called LeBron's homies or his crew or his entourage or his business partners. He called them porch monkeys. And then I would have to apologize next week, and then they would fire me, and then I would go to FS1 and work next to Colin Cowherd.
I hear a lot of people here, though, like Vietnamese people and Mexican people say nigga.
Yeah, they say nigga, but freely
say it.
It sounds pretty retarded.
It does.
Black people say it, it sounds like they say it, like normal, but when other races say it, you just sound really retarded. You shouldn't say that.
I'm all for slang and everything. I use slang sometimes, but like, I've never said it like in a real conversation, like nigga.
Yeah.
I've never said it that way.
I mean, it's not like he said, I saw LeBron James with his porch monkey friends. He didn't say that.
His posse, his group, his
it's
crew.
His posse. Me growing up, I heard the word posse, that's your crew.
Yeah.
I never once thought it was like, it's not like he said, oh, I saw LeBron and his hoodlums. Right?
That would be racist too, though.
I don't think that would be racist, but you would definitely say, oh, hoodlums, what do you mean about like that? I would take that more as a demeaning, as more negative. Like, what do you mean hoodlums? Like, what, like you know, that way. But it's not like he didn't say hoodlums. He said your posse. If somebody said, oh, hey, of Mars, I saw you with your posse there today, I'm all, oh, yeah, where? who gives a shit? Well,
that's what I said. Like, racist is the last thing in my mind. Like, I don't even think of anything racist when I hear posse.
What would anybody like? If somebody said posse to me, I'd be like, let's say I was with my colleagues, with my career business partners and things like that. Oh, I saw you with your posse last night. I'm on.
Yeah, you can say that.
Thing would be where? Where did you guys see? Oh, why didn't you say hello? I wouldn't care if you called me a posse. That doesn't mean anything to me.
You can use it as a term like loyalists, like a lot of people that are with you.
It's your ride or dies.
Let's say you have a set of five people that are always with you.
Yeah.
And they're loyal to you.
Yeah,
like entourage. Yeah, your posse. So
LeBron's
out of his mind.
LeBron James, grow some fucking balls. Also, I hate when he, Chris Paul got his ankles broken by Steph Curry 2 years ago. And then LeBron James, I'm going to call him Prince's James because I didn't like him calling the great Phil Jackson. I love Phil Jackson. The great Phil Jackson, a racist. He goes and defends his boyfriend. Now I'm going to be called a gay basher because I called him his boyfriend. He says, oh, stop making fun of Chris Paul. Like, hey, he's a great player, this or that. If I was Chris Paul, I'd be like, don't come to my defense. You're making me look like a little bitch.
Chris Paul's a loser.
He's a definite loser. He's never even passed the first. He's the one of the his circus bullshit. I cannot stand it. Alley-oops. He's always flopping. The way he even looks, he looks like Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fuck him. He
looks like a hothead too, but
he just looks like a dirty
to me he's a loser cuz he hasn't won anything, but everybody do people still hold him in that high like the best point guard in the league category?
No, that's Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's that guy now?
Fuck yeah. He's out of the question. And, I mean, he plays in the same conference as the Warriors. So, and then even if he goes into the playoffs, he probably won't even beat the fucking Spurs. Fuck him. Fuck him and the Clippers. And, what is that, Blake Griffith? Fuck him too. You know, all those monster dunks that he had in the beginning of his career. Oh, this dunks.
Shit.
He's putting his fucking elbows on the top of other players' heads and then reaching over them to get the dunks. He's using other players as leverage, and nobody ever points that out. I don't give a shit if that white, black, albino black guy, whatever he is. He's That's gross racist. Looking. That's racist? I can't say anything anymore. Fuck him.
You can't say black.
I can't say black?
Black. You have to say African American.
I say that.
Or...
Hey, that human called Blake Griffith. I don't care if he did jump over a fucking car. Fuck him.
He didn't jump over a car. He jumped over like the hood part. And then you had the N1 guys. Like they actually jumped over the whole car. Like, you know, like the mid part of the car.
Yeah.
Like they're showing up Griffin saying how he didn't really jump over a car.
You know, I know another fraud that made his name known after a slam dunk competition, and his name is Dwight Howard, and he's the biggest fraud of the NFL
or the NBA.
In the NBA, NBA, I'm
Everybody
sorry.
Everybody can agree on that, though.
Oh, most definitely. Kobe Bryant showed his true colors. Did you know when he was on the Magic, Orlando wanted him to stay so bad. They said, "If you stay, what if we want you to stay, Dwight Howard." What is it going to take for you to stay in Orlando? He said, get rid of Stan Van Gundy. So what did the general managers do in Orlando? They got rid of Stan Van Gundy, yeah. And Dwight Howard left. Ended up leaving anyways. Fucking rat piece of shit. He goes to the fucking Los Angeles Lakers and cannot be in that spotlight. Kobe Bryant, and then he goes to Houston. Kobe Bryant gets in the scuffle with Dwight Howard, and he calls him soft. You seen that game?
Yeah.
Keeps calling him soft during the entire game. Doesn't even flinch. Fuck Dwight Howard.
He's all about having fun, smiling, celebrating, posing with his team, but he's never like...
He's not a champion.
He's not a champion. I thought he was a lot better in Orlando, though, until he ventured out. Then he kind of exposed himself. Like, he was pretty legit when he first started.
He couldn't live up in that spotlight in LA.
Kobe exposed his work ethic and
the great Will Chamberlain, the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, all those great big men, you know, in, I don't think Wayne Chamberlain, but Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille, you know, great big men in Los Angeles history, Lakers history, and he couldn't live up to it. He wasn't mentally tough. He wasn't prepared for that sort of spotlight. Kobe's job was to hand over the torch after he retired to Dwight Howard so he could take over. But he couldn't do that because he's a role player just like KD.
I think he was even worse. I don't know. I think you're being harsh on KD. You're being real harsh.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't compare KD with Dwight Howard because Dwight Howard's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a real piece of work. But KD...
By no means is KD a piece of shit. He didn't come up when he was needed most. I do agree with that.
At least Oklahoma City didn't say, hey, how can we keep you? And then he backed out on his own word, you know? He didn't do that like Dwight. So, okay, I'll hold KD a little bit higher than that piece of shit fraud crybaby Dwight Howard. That guy's a bitch. And he has little chicken legs and his body's all big.
Yeah.
And then his fucking, but he gets like a little shoulder injury. He's out for like a fucking month. He couldn't even fucking play with, what's his name?
Harden.
Harden. He couldn't even play there because Harden didn't like him neither.
Is he still in the league?
Harden? He plays for the Atlanta Hawks. Now you know his career's dead when you're playing for that shitty ass team.
Them are the Raptors.
Fuck. You're going nowhere fast. And you know how I know Dwight Howard's a bitch? I mean, everyone already knows. But you see him with Garnett. Him and Garnett got in a scuffle. I think Garnett called him a bitch.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant called him soft. And there was one other player that got in his face, too. But in conclusion, Dwight Howard, I don't even know how we start talking about Dwight Howard.
Don't people talk shit about Garnett saying he's soft? He talks a lot, but he's really soft.
They say that off the court, he is not like anything like how he is on the court.
Did you hear when it was Drake night in Toronto when the Warriors were playing? They have a Drake night.
Why?
It was like Drake... I don't know if they called it Drake Night or if it was Drake Bobblehead Night. I think it was called Drake Night. And then I guess he was talking shit to like the Warrior players. It was like a couple days ago.
What could that Canadian piece of shit say?
Yeah, it's like, how is he relevant to the NBA, and how does he get honored with a knight?
What a sick fool, high. That fool thinks, because he's from Toronto, Canada, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, sick fool, high. He thinks he's all like the fucking Jack Nicholson of the fucking Toronto Raptors.
They're comparing him to Nicholson and Spike Lee. Like, you know how Spike Lee gets on the court and shit? Like, if he was like a normal fan, he'd be arrested.
Definitely.
But like, Drake, I guess, was going so far to like the scoring table and like talking shit to KD. And then I guess that got under his skin, and they asked him at the end of the game. They're like, "So what do you think about Drake Knight?" And then Kevin Durant was like, "I don't give a damn about no Drake Knight."
I can't. Yeah, this is the one moment I will side with the Golden State Warriors because of Mars has no love for Drake. Fuck Drake. I don't know any of his music. And I hear he's like an emo guy when he sings or raps. He doesn't even rap. I heard some of his songs. He just sounds like he's just talking.
I've heard a couple of tracks, like early in his days where he sounds good. But yeah, he's just all pop now.
Fuck that piece of shit. Wasn't he on some stupid-ass Disney show when he was a kid? Now he's some rapper guy. It's like, get out of here.
And then I guess Draymond Green was talking shit to him too, saying how his boots didn't match his outfit. He was wearing some like sweater.
That's funny. That wouldn't hurt my feelings, but I would know damn sure that Drake would get butthurt out of that. He's like, what you mean, dog?
They asked Draymond, and he was like, yeah, just his whole outfit. Just, he doesn't know how to dress. His boots didn't go with his outfit.
I heard last night when KD was giving his interview, Drake bumped into him.
Yeah, that's the same game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Yeah, don't fucking be touching players. Yeah, I'll defend KD on that. Fuck Drake.
That's the same game where he's like, I don't give a damn about no Drake Knight.
And you know what? I guess Toronto was the second seed last year, and I'm pretty sure they're doing decent again this year. They're just like that team that's just good because they're in the East. And
they're just fillers.
I want to see Drake going to Toronto Raptor games when they're fucking 1-20 or something.
Isn't he like a fucking bandwagon fan though? Like,
yeah, I've seen him wear different.
Yeah,
Didn't
he like curse the war? Like they said that every stadium that he goes to, I guess he curses. They always lose like when he goes, that home team. So there was a rumor that he was supposed to go to Oakland like last year, and no one wanted him in Oakland because he was gonna curse that streak that they had going.
Fuck him. Fuck yeah. Drake. Fuck LeBron James until the finals. And then I'll lift my curse off of him. I was about to say Donald Drake. I don't know. Drake, fuck you. Dwight Howard, fuck you. And most of all, LeBron, for calling Phil Jackson a racist, fuck you. Any last words?
No.
Oh, God, that makes me fucking upset. And I'm going to get fired. Oh, it's time to talk politics. That's what that music means, folks. A lot of crazy shit's been going on since our president-elect has been elected, Mr. President Donald Trump.
I'm sick of the president-elect term. He's the president.
So, I was actually going to ask you, Donald Trump asked Hillary Clinton and President Obama, or ex-President Obama, right? I don't want you to get mad at me. He asked them, "Hey, tell these people that are protesting and rioting to settle down, stop doing this because they're destroying public property." Have they come out and said anything to these rioters?
Not in the fashion that you would want them to. They keep defending their right to do it, their right to protest, free speech, but that's not what the Constitution protects. It doesn't protect you from destroying property and shit like that, and rioting. So no, I feel like they haven't done enough to put an end to these riots and protests. They're not protests, they're riots. They're evil Hillary supporters.
Are these riots still going on?
I don't think they're as bad. There's just a lot of protesting.
You know when they'll start picking up again is when he walks into the White House.
Like Trump, like the whole Trump Tower area in Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's like the nightmare. It's like a circus down there.
I think Sean Hannity said last week, he said He's all, don't you people have jobs?
Yeah, don't you work?
He's all, you want to make a difference in life? Why don't you get a job? You can make a difference by making money and supporting yourself and your family, which is funny because that's what I said last week. Yep.
Yeah, you said
Sean
it.
Sean Hannity.
Do these people work?
Do they
Apparently
work?
Not.
Apparently not, because they could take days off of work without any consequences. They don't give a shit about their jobs.
Yeah, their handouts are coming to an end.
They're letting
they're protesting.
They're leaving their coworkers hanging. Jesus. On a work day. Imagine that.
Fire their ass if that happened.
Get the fuck out of here, protest. You piece of shit. By the way, guys, I just want to set this straight, that I am an independent. I don't want to be labeled a Democrat, and I do not want to be labeled a Republican. Especially, I don't want to be labeled a Democrat when Miley Cyrus is crying on Instagram because Hillary Clinton lost. To me, that's like, oh, she's a celebrity that's representing the Democratic Party, so she's representing me? No.
Yeah.
I will not let that person represent me in any way. I will not let these people that are rioting represent me in any ways, and I will not let Republicans, these hardcore Christian conservative or whatever they are, represent me neither by saying that they're against gay marriage or Planned Parenthood. To me, I would want a candidate, coming from the left or the right, I want a candidate that has balls and says, hey, like let's say a Republican came out and he said, I'm pro-Planned Parenthood, I'm pro-abortion, I'm fucking, you know, but I still believe in this other stuff. I don't care if gay people get married, like. Or if a Democrat came out and they said, yeah, you know, I believe in national security. I know that will never happen. But to me, it's about voting for the best candidate. I did not vote this year. I feel un-American because of that. But I am an independent. Let's just get that straight. I don't want anybody representing me. I will pick the best candidate. And you know what? I think the people have spoken, because I don't think I could go another 4 years with all this PC bullshit. I'm getting fired because I said porch monkey fucking 5 minutes ago.
Like, they have, there's middle schools now protesting. It's like, what do they know? Like, I was at a kid's birthday party yesterday, and there was a bunch of like nine and 10-year-olds.
Yeah,
and they said that that some of their middle schools are staging protests. Little kids in middle school protesting.
The fuck do they know about anything?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck do
they
know?
It's the principals and the teachers that are fucking filling with their minds with all this.
Yeah, it's not their responsibility to teach you what's right and wrong or what your political views. That's up to the parents. So for them to be taught this in school, it's completely unacceptable. And then there's this little girl. She's like 9 or so. She's one of my niece's friends.
Yeah.
I was wearing my Trump sweatshirt.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, I hate Trump. I'm like, why? You're misinformed. You're not supposed to, you know, what do you know?
What was her response?
I was already drunk and I was like arguing. I was arguing with a little kid this whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I hate Donald Trump. She's like, I hate Hillary too, but I hate Trump. I'm all, why do you hate Trump? And then her response was, oh, it's because he said he grabs women by the pussy.
She said that?
Yeah, she actually said that.
Wow.
I was like, how did you know? How do you know this? Like, where'd you hear this from? Yeah. Like, oh, from watching TV.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Jeez.
I thought that was pretty funny, though.
By the way, I saw you wearing your brand new Donald Trump sweatshirt today.
Oh, yeah.
And you went out in town wearing it yesterday, right? Did you get any shit?
No, I didn't get any shit because liberals are all pussies when there's not a news camera in front of them. when there's a news camera in front of them, all of a sudden they're big and bad and they want to protest and riot and beat people up. But when there's no news camera in front of them, oh, yeah, all of a sudden you're a bitch now. Yeah, I was at the Great Mall with my bright red Trump sweatshirt.
Big old Trump on the chest.
Yeah, it's got a beautiful American flag.
It's gorgeous.
On the front, and it says Trump across it. So if you see me out in town, yeah, that's me. So fuck you. But when I could tell, though, I can tell it's uncomfortable when people look at it. Because I walked through that whole fucking mall like 3 times. Like,
you strutted your stuff.
Well, I just couldn't. I had to buy like 2 gifts, so I didn't know what to get. So I was at the mall for a while walking. And I can tell I was catching eye contact. I even forgot I was wearing it at some point. But when I was walking, I can tell I'm catching eye contact, and then I can see them reading it, and I just feel like they're either uncomfortable or they're shocked. Like, that was, like, the expression that they showed.
Oh, my God, honey, did you see that guy's sweatshirt?
It's like, yeah.
But he's brown. How could he like Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think that's what the shocking part was.
Wow, what an idiot.
When they see that I'm Mexican, but yet I'm wearing Trump, so.
What a fucking idiot. How could he be Mexican and, like, support Donald Trump? Yeah. Doesn't he know that he's trying to deport all of us? By the way,
deport the criminals.
Criminals, which are the safe haven,
have felonies against them.
And I also wanted to add, too, that with this little girl, you know, repeating what she's seen on TV, and I'm pretty sure her parents feel this exact same way. She heard it from her parents. She's just repeating what her parents say, and her parents are just repeating what they heard on the TV. The best thing that I've ever heard in school was from a professor of psychology. He said, question everything. The true meaning of intelligence isn't just hearing and repeating what you just learned. The true meaning of intelligence is to question everything. And since then, honestly, that has changed my life. I don't care in any way, shape, or form how information comes to me. I'm going to question it. I'm just not going to accept it like an idiot. And that's what a lot of people with this liberal media, they're doing. Whatever they say, I talk to any Democrat or liberal out here, they're all saying the exact same thing, and they sound like parrots. That little girl is just listening to what their parents are telling her to say, and they're all parrots. They're just brainwashed by this bullshit.
Yeah, this liberal scum, they're smart, too. Like, they're sleazy. Like, they put their shit in, like, these comedy shows like Jon Stewart. So
it's a comedy show.
So it's funny. It's comedy, but then they throw in their biased political view. So people are watching it. Yeah, it's funny. They like it, and then they're brainwashed with this information. You know, that may or may not be accurate.
Well, this guy's hip and he makes it funny, so it must be real.
Exactly.
By the way, he's Jonathan Stewart. Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart is not credible anymore because after he retired from the Daily Show, he went on WWF, and I think he got tombstoned by the Undertaker, some bullshit. It's like, okay, everything that you've built up, everything, all these books that you've written about, you know, why the right is bad and this and that, and then you go on WWF and get powerbombed or tombstoned. It's like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not buying into this. And going off of what you just said, Trump wants to get rid of these criminals are illegal aliens, right?
Well, they're already criminals because they're here illegally. But that's not who he's targeting. He's targeting the ones that have committed crimes and, you know, have either been in the system or, you know, been in prison or jail. Those are the guys he's after. He's not after you. You are already a criminal by coming over here illegally, but you got time. You're safe for right now. If you haven't committed a crime, if you're not in prison for, you know, killing somebody or robbing somebody, I'm pretty sure you don't have nothing to worry about right now at this point.
In a response, there's mayors like the mayor of Chicago, mayor of San Francisco, and New York. That said that they want to make their cities safe havens for illegal immigrants, and they will not comply with the federal government. Donald Trump and his cabinet, they will not hand over these people. What do you think about that?
It's bullshit, especially if they're going to be harboring.
I think it's harboring.
If you're going to be harboring these criminals that have committed violent acts, you have no right to harbor these criminals. It's a federal law that you hand them over.
Well, actually, I was watching Fox News the other day, and they said that they don't have to cooperate with the federal government, but the federal government can find ways to make them cooperate with them, and one thing would be to cut federal funds towards that city, which they will be forced to comply with.
I mean,
what would happen.
The federal government can send over a team over there and pick up anybody. I mean,
they after they cut their funds and they can't operate the city the way they want to, they're going to be like, okay, take these fucking guys out of here.
And then where's that money coming from, by the way? The money,
taxpayers.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm contributing for my mayor to harbor these fucking terrorists, illegal criminals. Fuck that. Not down with that.
Also, the final election polls came in, right? I heard Donald Trump actually won the popular vote. Did you hear about this?
I don't know the final number of that.
He won the popular vote as well. And when he came in. But
he won. It's over.
I'm just saying for those sore losers that can't get it through their heads.
The idiots that want to ban the electoral college.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you won the popular vote, it's like, okay, now what argument do you have?
You know, that's the thing with the liberal media. They fight so slimy and dirty. Like, let's say, okay, when Obama was president, right? You disagree with President Obama, you're a racist.
Yeah, because you're racist.
Let's say Hillary Clinton won the election.
You're sexist.
You're a sexist. And my dad is a hardcore liberal. He hates Republicans. And all I was doing was asking questions one night. And I told him, I'm like, you know what? I don't agree with what President Obama's doing right now. And you know what that my dad said? He called me a racist. And I, at that point, I don't consider myself a racist. I don't judge you by the color of your skin, but I will judge your character by the actions and decisions you make in your life. And for it, when he called me a racist, I don't think I've ever been so angry at my father before.
It's the number one liberal.
I'm all, you son of a bitch. You call me a fucking racist, you fucking bitch. You sit there and you watch this TV that's completely biased, and they're calling people that don't side with Obama, they're calling them racist. But then when I just ask a couple of questions and I say, he's like, oh, son, it's just, you're just a racist. I almost flipped. I've never been that angry at my father before. Fuck you.
What do you call someone that doesn't agree with Trump? Like, what do you call them?
Oh, they're peacekeepers, right? They're defenders of the land. They love,
what do you call it? Something
they're
similar.
They're great, awesome people that, you know, they're just standing up. They're activists, and this is what makes America so great, because they have a voice.
Yeah.
No, if it was taught, let's say President Trump was a Democrat, he won, people are protesting, the right side was protesting, they would call them, they'll call them animals. I don't know. It just seems like they just fight unfair. They are very dirty. And that's what I've just seen just from observing things. I'm glad they use that. That's probably why they had a female running this year, so they could just throw that word sexist around. Tell you the truth, I fucking can't stand that fucking bullshit. I'm glad she fucking lost. I hope the FBI goes further investigation and she goes to fucking jail for the rest of her life. All right, she runs for president and it has backfired. She might go to fucking she might go to jail for the rest of her life. Fuck her, fucking fat bitch. Call me sexist, call me racist, I don't give a shit. You guys are assholes. You know, if you call a person racist or you call a person sexist without real good fucking great evidence, tangible evidence, you're the real fucking asshole. Fuck you.
You're the real racist.
Yeah, you're the real racist. Like these Asians not playing basketball with me on the fucking blacktop. Anyways, Mayor de Blasio of New York is willing to pay for the security of illegal aliens, which we talked about.
Yeah. Poor taxpayer money.
Taxpayer money to
harbor terrorists.
Harbor illegal aliens.
But see, their illegals are like Polish, aren't they? Like,
in Chicago, there's a large Polish. Yeah.
Everyone just thinks it's Mexico. Mexico. But on that, those parts of the country, they got a different.
I think it's funny that everyone seems to forget that Obama was the one, out of all the presidents of the United States, he under his terms, two terms, he deported the most people. Did you hear about that?
I heard something like that. Yeah.
So when he does it, it's just fine. But a Republican does it, he's a racist bigot.
Yeah, they said that Trump was going to continue that, but then accelerate it.
He's keeping his word. And if he keeps his word, I mean, he's keeping his word to the people that have voted for him, you know?
Yeah, those are the three things he's got to hold true to. One of them is the wall. some type of wall. His whole stand on immigration, national security, and probably the economy.
And pursue the case against Hillary Clinton. Before his term is over, I want to see her behind bars. By the way, did you have any sorries for the sorry segment? I have none this week.
We kind of
I almost want to apologize to KD.
I want to apologize to KD on behalf of the show.
You're not representing me
because you gave him an unfair tongue lashing last week.
Hold on,
which I don't agree with. KD is a 4-time scoring champion. His career numbers.
I don't care.
27 points. 8 rebounds, 4 assists. That's his career numbers.
He could grow. Game. He could grow an arm out of his ass for all I care. He's not going to get any respect from me.
Very unfair tongue lashing to call him a bum or any other.
I called him a fraud.
Harsh terms.
I said that I didn't call him any harsh terms. I just called. I called it as it is, and I said that he's not a leader. And he never will be a leader.
You, sir, are a racist.
Oh my God! Wow!
I apologize.
Wow! Now you're throwing that race card around? Are you serious? Out of all the people, you said you hate Muslims and you call Black Lives a gang and they're a terrorist group.
Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist organization.
But I'm a racist. And you said in episode 3 of the pilot season, you said these were your words. Quote me if I'm wrong. Show me a Muslim that's not a terrorist.
Well, that's true.
Oh my God, and I'm a racist. Katie, fuck you. Kiss my fucking ass. I hope you guys lose. By the way, they lost by 4 points against the Bucks last night. They won by 4 points against the Bucks last night.
It was like a high scoring game.
79 points came from Thompson, Curry, and Katie.
Best duo. They're going to win the championship this year.
Not this year. They have no defense. They had the defense, number one defense last year? The Bucks fucking scored 120 points on them last night. The Bucks. I don't even know who's on that team.
Well, I don't follow NBA too well, but the way I've been kind of hearing about it is that they don't play as hard in the first half. And then when the second half comes around, they lock down. That's when they play defense, and then they just get ahead.
All I know about the Bucks is that Jason Kidd's their coach. And that guy's an embarrassment. He got traded to the Bucks.
Does Monta Ellis still play there?
Who? Who knows? Oh, no, I think that guy's in Dallas.
I thought you were saying he's in jail.
So, I mean, hey, if KD, our scenario, hypothetical scenario, Curry gets out and he takes over the team and he beats the LeBron James Cavaliers.
The MVP.
I will put him on this I'm sorry segment and I will say sorry. Mars will say sorry.
It's kind of like how Derek Carr is. If he ends up winning a Super Bowl, I will be forced to apologize to him.
You think he'll win a Super Bowl this year?
No, not.
Not yet.
He's got Dak in his way and Tom Brady.
And Russell Wilson.
Oh, by the way, the Redskins put up a 40 burger.
A 40 burger. Yeah, 42-24. Ouch. You know, last week you said that winning solves everything, I think you said. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, all these negative comments to A-Rod this week, all this bad stuff with Mike McCarthy, I wonder what's going to come out this week.
Oh, I think the Cubs are going to do something for Steve Bartman.
They're gonna delete all the tapes of him getting shit thrown on him.
I think some of the choices were to give him a championship ring.
Wow.
Fuck, what was the other ones? I forgot what they were talking about.
Championship ring, really?
Yeah, there was a couple of scenarios that people were throwing out there. I guess they really are going to do something for him.
What they should do, every fucking Cubs fan in Chicago,
ruined his life,
should go to his doorstep and bring him flowers or baked goods and say, "Hey, dude, I'm sorry, bro. Like, fuck you." Fuck you.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I hope he gets the ring, because that's gonna be really cool for him. It's gonna make him feel a lot better. Who knows? He probably went to therapy for that sort of shit.
If I was in that same situation, I would have probably caught the fucking ball too, or at least tried to. I mean, you're a fan. You got a ball coming your way. You're not thinking about the fucking rules or the scenario at that point.
It's your natural reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that, that's just your natural reflex to, like, catch the ball, you know? You know, for that, I don't know. You threw shit at him. The Chicago Cub fans in that game started throwing cups at him.
Yeah.
They gave him death threats.
And then, like, they started throwing beer all over him.
That's fucked up. It's just a guy with this green turtleneck.
Nobody even knew that until someone said, "Oh, he shouldn't have done that." And then everyone started jumping on and piling on.
On the documentary, they didn't know that right in the beginning until they started doing the replay.
Yeah.
And then they showed, Sandy, what the fuck is it? Sandy Alomar pointed to him.
Right.
And then they started doing the replay, and that's when the fans started being like, "Oh, you asshole," this and that. There was two other people that reached as well, and those two other people didn't even stick up for Bartman, those two fucking cowards. fucking punks.
Oh, nobody knew what was going on at that point.
Fucking assholes. I hope he gets a ring.
Who's the guy that was going to catch it? I know he was throwing a
Sandy
fit.
Alomar. No, that's his name, right?
I think it was somebody else. It was like some Cuban fuck. What was his
name? Potato Chip Brother.
Yeah.
Sandy Alomar, no?
No, he's a second baseman or catcher. No, the other guy that was the outfielder. Fuck, what the hell is his name?
Alomar.
That's going to bug me out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Theo, no. He was the guy that was going to catch it. I remember him throwing a fit.
Like Sandy Koufax. No, that's not it.
I can't remember.
Wade Boggs?
I see him. I see his head.
It was Cal Ripken. I don't know dick about baseball. I have a bobblehead on my table. David Peralta bobblehead.
Why do you have that?
I got it at the Arizona Diamondbacks game this summer. I don't even know who that is. I asked my cousin, is he good? He's all, I've never heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Really?
He's decent?
I don't know. He plays for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They haven't been good in quite a while.
I couldn't tell you what position he played, but I know he's decent.
By the way, I go to the five or six stadiums that I've gone to. I've been to Safeco Field. I've been to Dodger Stadium. I've been to Oakland, San Francisco. I've been to Arlington and now Diamondbacks Stadium. And every stadium has a statue, except the Coliseum, because that's a fucking shithole. The Diamondback Stadium has no statue of any player at all. Anything.
Not even Randy Johnson or
nothing.
Kurt Schilling?
No. Safeco Field had a statue, but it was of their old announcer, Neiman. So they had this, the pictures on there, classic announcer. But the Diamondbacks had nothing. The only statue that they had was of Mickey and Minnie Mouse in the entrance, and they were wearing all-star jerseys, I guess, when Arizona hosted the all-star game. I was like, wow, that's fucking pathetic. So get your act together, Diamondbacks, because I heard rumors that they're trying to get rid, or they're trying to move that franchise somewhere else because they're not doing too good there. Actually, that stadium's not bad. It's nice. It's just the weather's fucking gross.
Are they gonna have a statue of the L.A. Dodger announcer?
If they have that Neiman guy in Seattle, who I've never heard of, they should have what's his name?
I was just trying to think of
his name. Scully. Vin Scully's statue. I'm positive they should have his statue. And someone told me that because Ken Griffey Jr. finally got inducted to the Hall of Fame this year in the MLB, or when he does this year, that they're going to make the statue in Safeco Field of Ken Griffey Jr., which they should.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey, the sweetest swing in the MLB, right?
Yeah. Moises Alou was the outfielder, by the way.
Oh, fuck him too. He should go over to Bartman's house and apologize personally.
He's the one that was acting like a bitch on the field. And I mean, rightfully so, but
And by the way, that was only going to be the first out of the game, or the No, that was the second. That would have been the second out.
Yeah, of the game. I think they still had a chance, but they just unraveled from there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you still gave up the rest of the game.
You know what? Be mentally tough and work through that.
Exactly.
You know, it's not Steve Bartman's fault. It's your fault for crumbling against the Marlins, fucking pussies.
Kind of like the Dez catch, right? Dez and Lambeau.
The defense unraveled.
Yeah.
In the end.
And then they had a chance on offense still, right? Then they had like one more shot after that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think so.
They probably had a... No. They ran out the clock. The Green Bay Packers ran out the fucking clock after that, I think, right?
I could have swore they got it
back. After it was like... Dez, they forced them, and then they couldn't get through, and then they kicked it to the Green Bay Packers. We tried to stop them one more time, or they tried to stop them one more time, and they couldn't because A-Rod just and Randall Cobb hooked up for a couple of times.
I remember we debunked burger. The whole situation that they still had one more chance to come back.
So. And I was hell-bent on blaming DeMarco Murray because he fumbled. When we watched the replay again, it wasn't his fault because we were still up 2 scores. So there was a lot of questionable play calls. There was a 3rd and 1, and they ended up throwing it 20 yards down the field like Jason Garrett always does. Instead of, they should have just ran the fucking ball. Number one rush offense. See, I better not fucking see that in the playoffs or else I'm going to go fucking insane.
No, it's a whole different, season.
Feed Zeke. Keep it going.
Special this year.
Anyways, let's move on to where are you, Ken Messenger? Hey.
Well,
where's that button at?
Moises Alou, though. He was the guy. Are we going to talk about Kanye West?
Wow.
Being a bitch.
Okay, so to let the audience know, man, I think they're tired of hearing this for the last fucking month. Every episode, my excuse is, we came across this problem. We came across this problem. This doesn't work. I did spend all fucking week. My life was put on hold trying to get this new interface to work. We were rushing to put this together because we went to Guitar Center again today, right?
Yeah.
To put this together. And I didn't put the cart for the fucko music on there. Son of a bitch. Well,
what's up with Kanye? This is like he's doing this more often now, right? Where he's just leaving shows. Even when Kim Kardashian got held up, he left. Oh yeah, I remember that was a question. Like, if your wife got robbed at gunpoint, do you stop the show and leave, or do you continue the show?
You would have to stop the show and leave. your wife's.
But she's in Paris and he's in New York.
Did he stop?
Yeah, he stopped. But like the whole thing is, okay, if you found out she's okay, it's all set and done. She's in Paris. You're not going to get there in the next hour.
Yeah, but could you imagine Kim Kardashian? She's such a diva. She's so high maintenance. Imagine if you went on with a concert and he finished the concert and he's like, hey, babe, you're all right, right? You imagine how fucking pissed off she's going to be. Wow, you finished your show instead of coming to see if your wife was okay. He's going to be sleeping on the couch for the next 2 months.
They're saying the guy that told him, should he have waited till after the show? Once he knew that everything was fine, it was all set and done, should he have waited to tell him? But then would he get pissed for him waiting?
Well, if you're saying that scenario, how about when the 9/11, when the two towers got hit by the terrorists?
Bush, right?
Bush was doing the...
he didn't stop.
The storytelling for the kids, he didn't stop.
Yeah, he kept going.
He didn't panic.
Yeah. What can he do? Yeah. Like, isn't he doing... Well, I mean, maybe he can make a decision faster, but I mean, really, what's he going to do?
Maybe Bush was really entertained by that children's book. Maybe it was a... Was it Thomas the Train? The little train that could?
In that scenario, you leave.
I'd be like,
Kanye, if she's all right, let's finish the show. A lot of people paid money. She's okay. It's fine. He's not going to get there. He's not going to get to Paris in an hour.
So, Kanye, what, 3 nights ago in San Jose, California?
It all started there.
In our hometown.
Yeah.
He said, in the end of his concert, he said, I didn't vote. But if I would have voted, I would have voted Donald Trump. And the crowd booed him, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because San Jose's full of illegal Mexicans, that's why.
They booed him, and he left stage, right?
Yeah.
Is this correct? So, and then last night, am I correct? Last night?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, California. California State Capitol. He had something to get off his chest, I guess, right? And we actually have the clip. I actually have the clip right here. Would you like to hear it, Rich?
Hear this one.
And by the way, folks, I apologize for being a piece of shit. Here we go, Kanye.
Fuck looking cool. Fuck being cool. Fuck all that,
bruh. Bruh.
I've been sent here to give y'all my truth, even at the risk of my own life, even at the risk of my own success, my own career. I've been sent here to give y'all the truth. Jay-Z, call me, bruh. You still ain't called me. Jay-Z, call me. Hey, bro. Jay-Z, I know you got killers. Please don't send them at my head. Just call me. Talk to me like a man. I am putting my career, my life, my public well-standing at risk when I talk to y'all like this. This is a moment in the matrix, bro. The vibes is back.
So he goes on talking about, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Apparently he's pissed off at Jay-Z for some strange reason. And Beyonce. He said this is going to threaten his career, his livelihood. I don't know. Kanye West has the history of being kind of crazy. He's called himself a genius. He went up on the MTV Music Awards when Taylor Swift was going to accept an award. He goes up there and says that Beyonce should have won. So he called George W. Bush a racist. So I guess me and George W. Bush have something in common because we're both racist, apparently. And now he does this.
He did this, like, I guess it was like a 30-minute rant, maybe? No, I think the whole show was 30 minutes, but he ranted and then he did... ended up doing 3 songs and then walked off after
this
rant.
Did those folks in Sacramento get their money back?
Yeah, they're saying that they don't have any official comment yet from the venue.
Wow.
If they would get refunds. But I would imagine, I mean,
what a fucking asshole. Did we just say that?
Yeah.
We harmonized asshole.
But in that clip, he's still ranting about Beyonce not performing if she didn't win over him or Drake, or I don't know.
He started talking about Drake.
What they're fucking talking about. That's like some world star hip hop drama bullshit that I'm not up to date with.
I would be so pissed if he walked out after 3 songs and I just paid $150 for that fucking ticket.
Because wherever you sit, you pay a lot more for where you're at. So I imagine tickets are like $500 in some areas.
It's the great Kanye West. You know, he made the album Graduation. That's one of my favorite albums on my mixtapes.
He did say he's still going to run for president in 2020.
The way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised.
What a fucking joke.
I bet you anything the Democrats would be like, oh, yeah. That sounds like a great idea. We'll definitely win back the White House with that guy. It kind of seems like it's just everything's just kind of a joke these days.
You know who's going to vote, though?
All the black people.
Yeah. They only vote when there's a black man in president.
And that's just not saying.
That's facts.
That's facts. They didn't show up to vote for Hillary Clinton this year.
But they all showed up when Obama was running.
In record numbers.
Yeah.
So they didn't.
Talk about racist.
Yeah, that's kind of racist, right?
It's kind of racist.
And by the way, last week.
I voted for a white man.
And you're brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thinking? You're Mexican. He's trying to deport all of us.
Hey, not trying to deport me or my family. It sucks to be your family if you're all illegals and breaking the law.
If you're breaking the law and you're illegal, get out of here.
Don't loop me into your shit.
If you're trying to do the right thing and you're working hard, I'm pretty sure you'll be fine. I don't see that happening. You know,
just misinformed. Everyone's misinformed.
If you're driving around with no fucking insurance and you get in a crash, I hope your ass gets fucking deported. And you know, the reason why they're talking mostly about Mexicans is because it's right next door. It's cheaper to deport.
And that's, well, that's where they're coming from. But that's how I was saying how, like, in the other, like, East Coast, they're not dealing with Mexicans. They're dealing with, like, Polish and Poland. And,
you know, I think there's more Asian immigrants here than there is Dutch? Mexican immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, and but the only reason that they don't get deported as much as Mexicans is because it costs more to deport them over the Pacific Ocean. So that's why Mexicans are pissed off. I'm not pissed off. I'm fine.
What are they saying? I think the ex-Mexican president was saying how he's going to help protect his people over here.
How are you going to do that, bro?
Yeah, like, first of all, you have no business with U.S. Security. Second of all, why are you trying to protect them over here? Why don't you offer a safe haven to come back?
Because the cartel
you don't want
rules.
Them, right? They don't want them back. So why don't you want your people back?
The cartel runs Mexico. That's fuck why them. He doesn't control. He doesn't
corrupt
run
ass
shit.
Country. Talk about corruption. The whole fucking country's corrupt. Fuck Mexico. I piss on your piece of shit flag. I only wave one flag, and it's red, white, and blue, and it's got 50 stars on it.
Damn.
Fuck that red, white, and fucking green.
You're spitting fire.
Diarrhea
right now.
Shit all over that flag.
Ooh, gross. Oh, God. Now I'm actually feeling better, and it's already the end of the show. I'm starting to feel, oh, God. When you do the diarrhea dump, would you hang it up on a wall and then bend over, and it would just shoot like that?
Ooh, I might tweet that.
Or would you, like... would it, like, be on the floor then you would shit?
Look at this. I mean, you got people burning American flags.
Yes.
But that's accepted.
No, that's freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's freedom of speech.
That's great.
Activism.
They're expressing themselves.
You're getting out there, yeah.
They're fighting the system.
So what happens
freedom fighters.
So they can burn an American flag. So what if I diarrhea shit over a Mexican flag? What would people call
me? Then you're
me?
A racist. You're a bigot.
No, I'm going to do this.
You're disrespectful.
Maybe I'll have my dog shit on it. I don't want to take a shit on. I don't want to, like, handle. Maybe if I smear dog shit all over it and then take a picture of it. How about that? And then I could respond to, like, tweets with American people of burning American flags. I can respond with my picture of diarrhea shit over a Mexican flag.
Yeah,
that's good.
You could
people going viral with this mannequin bullshit. I'm gonna go viral with diarrhea shit on a Mexican flag.
Oh yeah, where does this mannequin shit? Where does this stuff? Who starts this? And why do people? I'm always a month late.
It's like people dumping cold water on them.
Oh, the ice bucket challenge, right? That's what it's called. It's like where does this start, and how does it become like a trend? I don't get it, and I'm always the last one to hear about it.
Yeah,
really stupid.
The Fox NFL pregame show. That's the first time I had heard of it. I was like last week.
Yeah, everyone did it. I'm like, okay, great.
What the fuck
great.
Is that?
Yeah.
I don't. You told me what it was.
Stand
you said
still.
It's a man. I was like, what the fuck are they doing? I don't
you
know
stand
what they're
still.
Doing.
I saw porno stars doing it the other day. That was actually pretty hot.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, I'm always late on that. And by the way, last week, sorry that I might have forgotten was that I said, one Democrat said, fuck white people last week. And I responded with, hey, isn't that kind of racist? Well, I'm sorry, folks. That is fucking racist, period. So I guess that's my sorry. It's not kind of racist. It is fucking racist. Anything else sad?
Yeah, it looks like what a week. What a way to end week 11.
Oh, 11 missed extra points today in the NFL.
It's an NFL record.
NFL
what
record.
Was it last year? There was 8 missed all of last year or the year before.
There's a trend every week in the NFL. Last week it was lead changes.
Yeah.
This week it was missed extra points. And I think one week it was ties. Yeah. There was 2 ties in 1 week.
It could have been a 3rd tie, but the Raiders ended up winning, I think. Was that the
yeah.
same week?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure on that. But it's a damn shame. You know, to tell you the truth, I've been feeling like shit during this entire episode. And now I feel good. Like, I feel like I just woke up.
Same here.
That's the last time I eat medium rare steak. That blood made me sick. Do you want to add something or we're out of here?
Yeah, let's head out.
Woo! Oh, man. I feel like I just woke up right now. This is a goddamn shame. I feel normal.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, what?
I can go for another 2 more hours.
Now I feel like I could make a better outline and do a better show.
It's, yeah, I think diarrhea and Mexican flag kind of brought the energy back.
I feel like that LeBron thing kind of pumped me back up.
I want to shit on a Mexican flag.
I don't want to see that.
I want to see that.
You're always taking shits.
I'd rather piss on it and then burn it.
You say that so calmly.
Why not?
Do that on your own time. Leave our show out of this.
You're gonna burn the American flag. At least give me that right to burn your flag.
I wonder if people in Mexico burn their own flags. Now I feel like that meme where the raptor's thinking.
I think we're the only country that burns our flags.
Like in Russia, you'll get the death penalty. Anyways, what did you learn about our show today, bro? It's kind of messy show. I just woke up. I feel like I got my second wind right now.
Hey, Wichita, Kansas is back listening.
Hey, Wichita, Kansas. I should put you on I'm Sorry. I called you all a bunch of rednecks and things like that, but you're not rednecks. I'm pretty sure you guys voted for Trump, and I thank you because the right man is there for the right job. I thank you guys.
Hey, you guys found us again.
Yeah, we love you guys. You know, we over here in the Bay Area, we think we're all hotshots, but we're all a bunch of fucking douchebags. You know what I learned today, Wretch?
What?
I learned today that I'm a fucking racist.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned that we're witnessing the end of Romo's career, Tony Romo. Possibly. Definitely the end in Dallas.
I learned today that A-Rod is an asshole. And by the looks of things, things are just going to get worse in Green Bay this week. Anything else?
Yeah, getting a 40 burger put on them. Can only go get worse from here.
I learned that I'm getting fired because I said porch monkey.
I learned that Margot Robbie, according to Yahoo, is the hottest chick under 30.
Oh, man. So hot.
Out of 30 women, she's the hottest. Number one. Ranks number one.
Mm.
And I completely agree with it.
She's fucking hot. Hotter than Sofia Vergara?
But she's like 40 or so.
Oh,
35.
Yeah. Anyways, we like to thank all of America for tuning in. God bless you guys. Have a great week. We'll be back next week. Follow, subscribe. God bless you guys. Take it easy. Peace.